Shalom, Rabbi Kurt Landry here. Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority.
欢迎大家收听古老的圣经原则和国度权柄。我是拉比克兰卓。
Listen, this has really been a blessing to me, to be able to share with you some ancient principles such as God's calendar.
对我来说，能够和大家分享一些古老的圣经原则，比如神的时间表，真的是很大的祝福。
Talking about we're at the end, praise God.We're at the end of the dire straits, past the 9th of Ab.
我们曾经一起讨论过，现在感谢神，我们已经到达了险峻峡湾的终点。
And now what do we do? We just went through, so what do we learn from this season of time?
现在我们该怎么办呢？我们刚刚经历过险峻峡湾的时期，我们在这个季节学到了什么？
You know, one of the things that I do is I journal. What did I learn from Passover?What did I learn counting down the Omer for 50 days? What was my takeaway from Shavuot, Pentecost?
我在这个季节做的一件事情就是记录日志。比如我从逾越节数算厄美尔的14天、五旬节分别被启示了什么呢？
And now here you are. You're in the summer of kind of testing all those things. And the key is, and your question is, what do we do now that it's over?
现在在这个夏天的季节，我们正在被检验。问题是在险峻峡湾结束之后，我们要做什么呢？
Journal. Catalog. Write down, as I did in the last podcast. Take a piece of paper, take a journal, write down the center, say what was strong and what was weak.
记录日志，列成列表，就像我在之前的系列中提到的，把它们都记下来。你需要拿一张纸，在纸上写下哪些是强的，哪些是弱的。
Rejoice in the strengths and make a choice to strengthen the weakness. Don't focus on the weakness. Find the key is to find the door in your life where the weakness came.
你需要为强项感到喜乐，做出选择去强化你的弱点，不要把注意力集中在弱点上。关键是你要找到你生命中弱点所在的那扇门。
When you find that door, you can kind of go back and close that door in the spirit, and then choose to be able to say, Lord, I'm not going to think that way. I'm not going to come in agreement with those emotions of those past thoughts.
当你找到那扇门时，你可以在灵里关上那扇门，然后选择说，主啊，我不想那样，我不同意那些过去的想法所带来的情绪。
So, your question is, how do we celebrate the success or deal with the failures during the dire straits?
你们的问题是，我们如何庆祝得胜，或者在险峻峡湾这个季节中应对失败？
First of all, I will say this. In our family, we are great rewarders of the smallest success in our life.
首先我会说，在我们家的传统中，我们会因为很小的胜利报以最大的奖赏。
We'll cause a celebration. In the Landrys and the Marcelinos, we will party, we will celebrate over the slightest smell of victory or success.
在闻到最小的胜利的味道的时候，我们全家都会开派对。去庆祝这个最小的胜利。
I mean, it's like, oh, that happened. Okay, we're having steaks. Get the grill going. You know, whatever. It's like, it's just a pattern of that there needs to be a reward when you overcome.
简而言之，这个模式就是当你克服了一件事情之后，需要有奖励。
And if you'll model that not just with your children, but yourself, oh my gosh, it's a game changer. Now,listen, I've had this lifestyle for years and years, even before I was saved, that I would write a goal, and then I would say, when I accomplish this goal, then we're going to do this.
你不仅是和你的孩子一起做，而且你自己也在行动，你就会成为游戏规则的改变者。我有这样的生活方式已经四年了，甚至在我得救之前，我就会写下一个目标，然后我会说，当我实现这个目标的时候，我们一起来庆祝。
I remember when Megan was little and I was in the fruit business, if I met my sales goal, we would go to Dairy Queen. So it doesn't have to be something, but it was like, But it wouldn't be normal. You wouldn't get the one scoop Dairy Queen dipped in the chocolate. You'd have to get that one that's like, you know, you know, however tall it was, the tallest one.
我记得我女儿小时候，我从事水果贸易生意。如果我达到了我的销售目标，我就会去冰雪皇后和我女儿一起拿店里最高的那种冰激凌来庆祝。
And because why? We're celebrating because Daddy hit this goal. So the whole family is like, all right, Daddy. And then she's asking, Daddy, are you going to hit the goal? Are we going to Dairy Queen?
我们为什么要庆祝呢？因为老爸实现了销售目标，全家人都为爸爸感到兴奋开心。女儿就会问，爸爸，你实现目标了，我们要去冰雪皇后。
And so there's something about that overcoming. Now, let's deal with the failures.The failures, what you do is you celebrate and reward the changed behavior of what you learned from the failure.
所以这是关于克服的事情。接下来让我们来处理失败的问题。你要庆祝并且奖励自己在这一段失败的经历中所学习到的行为上的改变。
There's no shame in it, saying, you know what? We didn't accomplish this goal. And so, but the key is we tried hard.We worked hard.
失败说出来并不羞耻。我们没有实现这个目标，但关键是我们十分努力的尝试和十分努力的工作。
And this is what we're going to do different. We're actually going to make more sales calls. We're actually going to send out more. Whatever it was, we're going to do that. We didn't get it this time, but by the grace of God, guess what? I make a commitment that I'm going to do this for the family. So we're still going out to the Dairy Queen. We're still getting the bigger ice cream because God is good and we're excited because we've learned. Listen, what I found out from this is that I didn't make enough sales goals to reach that plateau of the goal that I wanted. So the key was all I have to do is spend a little bit more effort and make more calls and I will hit the goal.
这就是我们要做的不一样的事情。实际上，如果我的销售目标没有达成，我就会去打更多的销售电话，往外传送更多的信息。虽然这一次我没有成功达到目标，但是靠着神的恩典，我已经对家人做出承诺，我们仍然要去冰雪皇后，我们仍然会得到更大的冰激凌，因为神是良善的。我们很兴奋，因为我们从中学习到，虽然我没有足够的销售业绩来实现我想要的目标，但关键是只要我多花一点力气，多打几个电话，我是会成功的。
This is great.The same thing in the dire straits. Why? What knee-jerked? What triggered the fear? Oh, the fear goes back to, you know, when I was a child and our family went through this and we had lack and there was a real problem. And, you know, maybe we didn't have enough food or, you know, maybe we got evicted and we had to move out of a house and the shame and the guilt of that or...you know, maybe there was a big event at school when you were a kid and everybody else got new dresses and new clothes and new shoes to go, and all you had was old dresses and your mom had to sew it.
在险峻峡湾的困境中也是如此。那是什么激发了恐惧呢？拿我举例，当我还是个小孩的时候，我的家人就经历了这一切。我们当中有黑人，存在的真实问题是，我们会缺少足够的食物。我们可能会被驱逐，我们全家都会对此感到十分的惭愧和内疚。也许当我还是小孩的时候，当学校有重大的活动，其他小朋友都穿上了新衣服、新裤子和新鞋子，但是你所拥有的只有旧衣服，而且妈妈还要去缝补它。
You know, I don't know what all those triggers. I mean, Christy and I've had to go back and back and back to all those places. Is where did that fear of lack come into come?
我和我的妻子回头去看过去所有发生的一切，来挖掘出这缺乏的灵和恐惧到底是从何而来的。
You know, one of the things that, you know, I made a decision in our family is, I like seeing a lot of food in the house. I like the pantry full. I like the refrigerator. I like everything. I've got a refrigerator in the garage. I've got one in the house. Where does that come from?
我在自己的家里做了一个决定，我喜欢在家里看到很多的食物，我喜欢食物储藏室是满满的，我喜欢冰箱也是满满的，我喜欢所有被填满的一切， 那么这是从哪里来的呢？
Because I wanted to be able to overcome in the Lord, because when I was younger, listen, we were always provided for, but there were times when we had lack.
因为我希望这能够克服我缺乏的灵。在我年轻的时候，我是被供应的，但我曾经也有过缺乏的时候。
And, you know, I'll never forget, you know, we were five in our house, 850 square feet, and then our cousins from Rhode Island, their dad lost their job. Well, they had 10 kids, so two adults.
你知道吗？在我的小时候，我永远不会忘记的一件事，当时我和我的家人一共是五个人住在房子里，那个房子大概是850平方英尺，相当于79平米。然后我们来自罗德岛的表兄弟也住了进来，因为他们的父亲失业了。这位父亲和这位母亲两个成年人，再加上他们有的十个孩子。
And they had nowhere to go, so they travel all the way across the country, move into our house to get a job in quote California, where everybody was moving to because there was work.
我的叔叔和他的老婆无处可去，所以他们千里迢迢穿越整个国家搬到我们家，在加州找工作。当时很多人都搬家到加州，因为在那里可以找到工作。
So we had their 12 and our 5 in the house. And I can remember seeing my mother crying.
我们家里原本有五个人，再加上他们家的十二个人。我记得我都看到我妈妈哭了。
And she was so upset because my uncle and aunt didn't have a job, couldn't help on the food, and she was crying, and she was crying in front of the refrigerator because there was nothing in it, because that many people just cleaned it up.
他很沮丧，因为我叔叔阿姨没有工作，无法解决温饱问题。他在哭，他在冰箱面前哭泣，因为里面什么都没有。大家生活在这里，有那么多人都把冰箱和橱柜清空了。
And I realized that in my life, that I was traumatized. I was probably 4 or 5 years old. Early memory seeing my mother with this dire strait where there was just no food and she didn't have the money, she didn't know where it was going to come from. And so that traumatized me.
我意识到在我小时候四五岁左右的早期记忆中，我看到我的母亲陷入了这个险峻峡湾的困境。她没有食物，没有钱，她不知道会发生什么。这样的情况就给我形成了创伤。
And that's where my fear of lack came from. So I had to really pray to the Lord to know him as Jehovah Jireh, the provider.
这就是我对缺乏的恐惧的来源。所以我必须真正的向神祷告，让我知道神是供应。
But one of the ways the Lord allows me in that provision is, it's one of the reasons we have greenhouses here at House of David. Having food in abundance, having provision, having water, all that stuff's very important to me. But it came from a bad place and a bad memory where the Lord turned it to good.
在供应这件事上，神允许我其中做的一个方式，就是在我们的大卫之家设了一个植物暖房。这个植物暖房里面有充足的食物、水和所有的供应。这些东西对我来说非常的重要。我从一个很糟糕的地方有了糟糕的回忆，但是神却将其变成了好的事。
But I had to deal with the fear of that. So I'm not operating out of the fear of it or the emotion of it. I'm just aware that I put a priority on having enough.
但我必须要处理面对缺乏的恐惧，所以我并不是出于恐惧或者感性而运作这个植物暖房，而是意识到我已经将我很充足的想法放在了优先的位置。
And I think probably one of the things that really about failure when you deal with it is if you'll deal with it as a teacher and not in the negative context of you lost or you failed, just that this is an opportunity to face the failure and improve upon your lifestyle and who you are.
我认为当你处理失败的时候，可能发生的事情之一是，你需要以得到教训的角度来处理失败，而不是以一个消极的态度来面对。比如你可能会认为自己失去了，或者是没有做好一件事。对于你来说， 失败是一个由你来直面它的机会，也是改善你生活方式以及认识到你是谁的一种方式。
Okay, let's get to the next question. God often uses suffering to destroy strongholds in our soul. Can you share a testimony in the past where you experienced in a narrow season that appeared to be hopeless, but God saved you?
下一个问题是，神会用苦难来摧毁我们灵魂中的堡垒。拉比，你能分享关于你曾经在险峻峡湾中看起来毫无希望，但神却救了你的见证吗？
I'll share one where God saved us, and I wasn't saved. Christy was saved. We had moved from Oklahoma. My business partner and who I worked for had died. And the exchange of the business went into the family to people I couldn't work for. So we moved from Oklahoma to Seattle.
在我没有得救，但我的妻子克里斯蒂得救的时候，当时我们从奥克拉荷马州搬走，因为我的商业伙伴和我工作上的雇主都去世了。当时生意的交换也影响到了家庭，我无法为后来的雇主工作了，所以我们从奥克拉荷马搬到了西雅图。
Christy was saved, and so anyway, we got there and we were rented a house there at Green Lake, actually right across from the park, one of the older houses. It's all condos now, but this was an older home, and the man that owned our house was going to sold the house, and they were going to put four condos on where this nice little white house was that we lived in. So he was telling us we had to leave. And at this point, the job that I had come out from Seattle for, let's just say it failed. It didn't operate the way that it should.
克里斯蒂到了下图之后得救了。我们到了那边，在绿湖旁边租了一套房子。后来房屋的主人要出卖我们所在的房子，他告诉我们我们必须要离开。当时我在西雅图的工作失败了，他没有按照应有的方式运作。
And then all the money we had from Oklahoma we had spent living, and so now we're out of money, and we're really down to about $250 to $280. That's all we have.
我们从奥克拉荷马州带来的所有钱都花在了生活上，所以现在我们没有钱了。我们所有的是$250 to $280左右的钱，那已经是我们所有的东西了。
So it's kind of one of those situations, and now we're being evicted. So it's like, I guess we're going to have to just load up, go back to Oklahoma with our tail between our legs.
这就是当时的情况，我们被业主驱逐了，所以当时我想，我们得夹着尾巴回到奥克拉荷马州。
And so Christy's at a Christian conference, a ladies conference there in Seattle. And she calls me on the phone. I know the situation. And she says, the Lord is telling me to give $200 or $250. I can't remember. Please forgive me, but it was, doesn't make any difference. We only had $280. Said to give this $200 to this ministry. And I'm not saved.
克里斯蒂当时参加了西雅图的一个女性基督徒的会议，她给我打电话，我也知道这个情况。她说神和我说给$200到这个事工，但当时我们只有$280了，我还没有得救。
And so this is a dire strait. I'm talking about no food, and now we're being evicted out of our house.So I told her, something in me said, no, just to do it. By the grace of God, we've always been givers.
这就是一个险峻峡湾的时刻。我们在讨论的是这个时刻中没有食物，没有供应，然后我们还被驱逐出了我们自己的家。所以我告诉克里斯蒂这些事情，但我的内里却告诉我说，就这么做吧。所幸的是，靠着神的恩典，我们一直是给予者。
And I'm so glad she's a giver. Megan's, our family, we're givers, and I think it's one of the reasons we have been blessed. So anyway, she gives it.
我很高兴我和我的家人都是乐于给予的人，也正是因为如此，我们被神祝福。最后，我的妻子给予了那笔钱给事工。
That day, I got a call from our CPA in Oklahoma. He was really embarrassed, and he actually called Christy, and he said, he didn't want to talk to me. He said, listen, I really messed up on your taxes.
正是那天，我接到了 奥克拉荷马州税务助理的电话，他真的很尴尬。他给克里斯蒂打电话还说不想和我说话，因为他说我真的把你们家的税务搞砸了。
And you got to realize we're in Oklahoma, we're making a lot of money. And he said, in fact, the IRS owes you, and it was way over. It, put it this way, it was enough money to put a down payment on a house. So we went from $280, giving the $200, to having, let's say, $50, and all of a sudden now we have tens of thousands of dollars because of the tax, because she sowed the seed.
你需要意识到，当时我曾经在奥克拉荷马州赚了很多钱，税务局欠我了一笔钱，而且这个钱的金额已经足够付一套房子的首付了。但当时这个事情本来已经过去了，所以那一天开始，我们就从80美元的剩余到突然多的10,000多美元的积蓄，就因为克里斯蒂撒种了。
It was just like, oh my God. So then we left to Green Lake, that's when we went to Issaquah, and we actually put a down payment on the house.And she prayed, and then I got a great job, and then that all worked itself out, and the rest is kind of history.
然后我们就离开了，付了房子的首付，我的妻子为我祷告，然后我找到了一份很棒的工作，所有的事情都自行解决了，其余的都是历史了。
But when you ask my question, when things were hopeless and narrow, do you have a testimony? That would be the biggest testimony, because we ended up getting into...Everything we started, that house that we bought, that's where the Aliyah, that's where all the different prophets and everyone came and prayed in that house.
当你问我问题时，当事情陷入绝望、狭窄的境地时，拉比，你有见证吗？那么这就是最大的见证了，因为我们最终留在了开始的地方，我们开始建造我们买的房子，很多先知和朋友都来到我们西雅图的那所房子里祷告。
They're in Seattle.That, you know, that's where I got saved in the bathtub. I mean, it was special time. But there's got to be a place where, and in Christy and I's life, there's been a place where we sacrificially give. We just give and big breakthroughs come. But that was the biggest one. And I know it was only $200 that we gave. But when that's all you have, that was a lot of money. But God came through for us. So thank the Lord for that.
你们如果知道我的故事，我后来就在西雅图家里的浴缸里得救了，并且度过了一段特别的时光。但确实有一段光景，我和克里斯蒂牺牲了自己的利益来给予，然后我们就经历了突破，这就是最大的见证了。我知道我们当时只捐了200美元，但是当你只有这一些的时候，那已经代表很多钱了。神为我们挺身而出，为此我们大大的感谢神。
Okay, I'm going to take one more question here. Can you pray and rejoice with us that this time of testing is over? Man, what a great question, and we're going to do just that as I end this podcast on the dire straits.
最后一个问题是，拉比，你能和我们一起祷告并且喜乐吗？这次险峻峡湾的测试已经结束了。这是多好的问题啊！当我结束这个在险峻峡湾的系列时，我们就会这样做。
So if you just lift your hands, Father God, I pray for each and every one of us. Lord, we've all suffered through many, many things. Lord, I ask that you turn the suffering into rejoicing, that we might share in the knowledge of you.
请你举起双手，跟我一起说，父神。我会为我们每一个人祷告，主啊，我们都因很多很多的事情受苦，主，我求你让苦难变为喜乐。我们一起来分享神你给我们的真理。
Now, Lord, as we suffer with the saints and the believers and the non-believers, we know that you love and died for all of us. And Lord, even with your stamina, compassion to deal emotionally, physically, and spiritually with all of us.Thank you, Lord, that through the dire straits, we choose to not go into bitter envy and strife, but we choose to embrace the suffering. As Paul said, I rejoice in the sufferings that I might know you.
当我们与圣徒、信徒和非信徒一起受苦时，我们知道神你爱我们，为我们每个人而死，甚至以你的耐心、同情心在身心灵层面来管理我们。
So, Lord, Let the sufferings turn into lessons. Let the lessons turn into fruit. Let the fruit turn into love, peace, joy. And Lord, let us serve others with compassion. Let us love each other. Let us forgive each other. Let us be Jesus to each other. And we celebrate that at the end of these dire straits.
感谢主，在险峻峡湾中，我们选择不陷入苦涩、嫉妒和冲突，我们选择拥抱苦难。正如保罗所说，现在我为你们受苦，倒觉快乐。所以主啊，让苦难变成教训吧，让教训变成果实，让果实变成爱、和平和喜乐。神啊，让我们以怜悯的心来服侍别人，让我们彼此相爱，互相原谅，让我们成为彼此的耶稣。我以你的名庆祝这险峻峡湾的结束。以上祷告奉主基督耶稣的名， Amen。 神祝福你们平安。